I'm going to try it. 新年快乐。
听得懂我讲，听得懂我刚刚讲的话吗
？Thank you. 谢谢。
听得懂吗
？I was watching a Jackie Chan movie yesterday. That's why I know that.
昨天我在看成龙的电影，所以我学了两句中文。
Well, we're blessed to have Brother Robbie Hopkins with us this morning.
今天我们非常高兴有弟兄Robbie Hopkins 在我们当中。
He just graduated from seminary.
他刚刚从神学院毕业。
We're grateful that he did.
我们非常感谢他，他把神学院的课程修完了。
And God's blessed him. He's going to be serving an internship at Capital Baptist Church in Washington, D.C.
他将会在华府的首都浸信会教会那一边做服事。
We're very proud of him, and we pray for God's blessing on his ministry.
我们引他为荣，求神继续带领他前面的道路。
So before he leaves for Washington,
在他离开去华府之前
，If you want to send him.Any messages to those who are representing us in Washington, please do so. We need all the help we can get.
我们希望代表那些来自华府的弟兄姊妹可以来祝福他。
This morning's message is designed to be a challenge for our church.
今天正道主题将会对我们整个教会会是一个挑战。
We want to try to change some of our practices in the past, which has hindered the growth of our church.
我们想尝试改变一些我们过去所做的做法，它让我们教会不能够好好的成长。
We want to go together, serving the Lord together in 2012.
我们愿意在2012年里面大家一起来服侍我们的主。
We want God to bless our church in a great way.
我们愿神在这祝福临到这个教会。
This morning we'll be looking at the legacy of a healthy church.
我们来讲，今天我们要讲到什么是一个健康的教会。
What does a healthy church look like?
一个健康教会到底应该像什么样子？
One thing most of people have in common at New Year, what is one thing that most people have common at the New Year?
大家知不知道在新年一个年度开始的时候大家会做什么事情？
Most of us make New Year's resolutions, don't we?
大家都会有新年的愿望。
A young boy asked his father what resolution was.
一个小孩子问他父亲说：“爸爸，你的新年愿望是什么？”
And his father said he was going to do everything possible in the new year to make his mother very happy.
爸爸对孩子说：“在未来一年里面，我尽我所能让你的妈妈高兴。”
And the boy asked his mother what hers was.
然后这小孩子呢，就跑去问他妈妈：“你的新年愿望是什么？”
She said to do everything possible to make sure your father keeps his resolution.
他说：“我尽我所能，让你爸爸的新年愿望能够实现。”
This church's leadership team's resolution this year is to lead our church to follow the Great Commission that Christ has given us.
在这个教会领导团队在未来一年里面的愿望，就是说能够我们大家能够跟随主所颁布的大使命。
Our mission, should we choose to accept it, is to go into our community to evangelize, to baptize, to disciple and to teach our church members to become like the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要做的事情就是我们要接受主的托付，让我们去到我们的社区里面来传福音，来受洗，帮弟兄受洗，然后给门徒训练，也帮助我们教会的会员一天一天的更像主。
The leadership of our church feels that the Great Commission is our church's purpose and our priority.
我们教会的领导团队认为这个。主耶稣给我们最大使命是我们教会存在的目的，也是优先考量的事情。
But we must also have a plan and strategic goals to accomplish God's plan for His church.
所以我们一定要有一个计划，有一个策略来完成主交托我们的大使命。
It is said that worthwhile achievements are the result of many little things done in a single direction.
一个说法说一个。事情成就，这是基于很多小的事情，大家能够同心同一个方向来做。
And developing a healthy church is a key step in carrying out this challenge that Christ has given to us.
为了执行基督所托付的使命，有个健康的教会是我们第一步要做的事情。
What does a healthy church look like?
到底一个健康教会应该像什么？
Joe McKeever, a Baptist missions director, wrote an article entitled 10 Things Healthy Churches Do Well.
一个作者叫 Joe McKeever, 他是一个浸信会的宣教部主任，他写了一本书，一文章叫做十样健康教会的应该做的事情。
On Facebook, I posted an invitation for people to say in one word each their concept of church sermons or Christian music.
在他的那篇文章里面，他说到，在这个 Facebook 脸书上面，我发过一个问题给我们教会人说，到底你对用一个字来讲讲你对教会的看法，对正道的看法，跟教会的音乐的看法怎么样？
To no one's surprise except for mine, he says, I suppose the responses were all over the map.
有点对我有点惊讶，那这些教会弟兄姊妹的回答是各式各样的都有。
With so simple a request, I had unearthed acres of pain and anger about the Lord's people and His churches.
用这样一个简单的问题，我发现在主的子民当中，在教会当中，充满了很多气愤，还有很多的痛苦。
Many of the church's severest critics are faithful brethren who carry scars from mistreatment by the Lord's own people, the very ones they had been trusting.
很多这个发出很严厉批评 的 是一些忠心的弟兄，他们受到伤痕，受到过去他所爱所相信的弟兄姊妹 的亏待。
Whether we're a critic or a lover of the church, or for some of us both,It's important to remain balanced.
不管我们是对教会是批评者，或者爱护教会的人，或者是这两者都有的人，我们一定要保持一个平衡和中庸的一个看法。
Let's acknowledge that there's both kinds of churches in the world today. There's good and bad, and there's strong and there's weak.
让我们大家承认，在这个世界上，教会有好的，有坏的，有很坚强的，有很软弱的。
And let's look at Paul's idea of a healthy church in Romans 12 as an example of a biblical and loving church.
我们来看看保罗在罗马书十二章里面讲到一个合乎圣经教训教会，一个有爱心的教会，到底它是一样怎么样的一个模式。
What does a healthy church look like?
到底一个健康的教会看起来应该像什么样子？
In Romans 12, 1 and 2, we see the changed lives in a healthy church.
在罗马书十二章一到二节，我们看到一个健康教会里面那些被改变的生命的样子。
In Romans chapter 12, verses 3 through 8, we see the corporate life of a healthy church.
在罗马书接下来十二章三到八节里面讲到一个健康教会生活的样子什么样。
And in Romans 9, 12 through 21,The passage that we just read, we see the characteristics of a healthy church.
刚刚我们在领圣餐读的经文，罗马书十二章九到二十一节讲到一个健康教会的特质是什么。
The first point, the changed lives in a healthy church.
第一个是在教会里面生命受到改变的人。
Please read verses 1 and 2.
罗马书十二章一到二节，我中文来读。所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜的旨意。
The Book of Romans has the reputation of being one of the most theological books in the Bible.
在咱们圣经里面，罗马书一个特别的一个地位，就是它是一个很神学，是很重的书。
Paul's teaching in the book of Romans is deeply theological, but it's also extremely practical.
保罗在罗马书里面所写的关于这个神学的教义是非常根很深的，也同时也是很让我们能够知道怎么样把它行出来的。
The good news of Jesus Christ is intended to transform people's lives.
好的消息是说，耶稣基督要我们的生命能有所改变。
Until individual Christians own and live out the deep theological Bible teaching, the gospel has not accomplished its purposes.
我们 只一整到我们个人的，我们每个基督徒他的生命真是改变了，而且能够活出一个圣经的教训的一个生活，这样子不到这个地步，我们福音的工作没有完成。
But therefore, at the beginning of the chapter, gathers up all the teachings of chapters 1 through 11 and confronts us with a very important question. So what?
在这个一节里面，第一个字是所以，这所以是总结了前面一到十一章的所有的教训，而且面对了一个挑战，就是说到底怎么样？
Granted, key Christian doctrines such as salvation and justification and sanctification and glorification are set forth in this letter.
在他的书信，这段书信里面，他有讲到最基本的东西，基督教信仰，包括得救，包括称义，包括成圣，包括荣耀。
How are these to affect our lives?
这些东西怎么样来影响我们的生命？
And Paul then answers these questions in chapter 12, 1 through 15, 13 by touching on several key areas where Christians need to display the reality of God in a new and living way.
在接下来的罗马书十二章一节一直到十五章十三节，那么长经文里面，保罗论及到我们好几个重点，是有关于基督徒们如何活出一个新的样式来展示神的真实性。
When a person comes to Christ, that person is a new creation in Christ.
一个人信了耶稣，在基督里面，他就是个新造的人。
He or she is no longer under the power of sin.
他们不应该再在罪的瑕疵之下。
Still, sin affects all of us as believers.
但是罪恶仍然会罪仍然会影响到我们每一个信徒。
Although we belong to the family of God, the old nature of sin is still in us.
虽然我们是属于一个神的家的人，但是我们的老我，看我们过去的罪仍然在我们里面。
We also live in a world that is strongly influenced by sin and ungodly ways of thinking and behaving.
同样的，我们仍然生活在一个这世界。里面这个世界受到罪跟一些不合圣徒几种的思想跟行为的影响。
We're not magically set apart from the world when we believe.
我们不会因为我们变成信徒马上这些东西都改变过来。
When my wife and I were in Disneyland, she bought a magic wand.
我跟我太太有一次去迪士尼乐园，她买了一个米奇老鼠那个神奇的指挥棒。
I wish you could just take that magic wand and touch all of our heads and make us perfect.
我希望这个神奇的指挥棒能够碰每一个人，把每个人马上就改变过来。
Actually, she tried that with me, but it didn't work.
我太太尝试要改变我用的指挥棒，但是没有成功。
God wants us to stay in this world so that we can be salt and light. He wants us to be a part of the redemption of this world.
神把我们放在这样的一个世界里面。要我们做他盐跟他的光。
Though ever present, pressing in on us from every side, we must not let this world, the Greek word is cosmos, to squeeze us into its mold.
的确，我们生活在世界里面，受到各方面的压力，但是我们不要让这些压力把我们塑造成合乎这个世界。
Remembering that we have a new life in Christ and we possess the power of the Holy Spirit.
记得我们有新的生命，我们在里面有圣灵给我们的力量。
We must seek to live out the values of truth in Romans chapters 1 through 11 and allow the Holy Spirit to transform our inner thoughts and our attitudes.
我们应该让圣灵在我们心里面来改变我们最深的心智还有我们的态度。
Paul calls on believers to engage in this renewing of the mind shows us that it doesn't automatically happen to us when we believe.
就事实上保罗在这边呼告所有的信徒来心意更新，来能够，因为这些东西并不是自然马上自动马上就发生的。
So the Holy Spirit comes in, He comes in to reside in us and provides a whole new way of thinking.
圣灵会来到我们当中，住在我们里面，让我们能够的我们的思维能够有所改变。
But our thinking is not instantaneously changed.
但这种改变不是。立刻发生的。
The old ruts of life are hard to get out of.
一些我们心里面的老的习惯的确是很难改。
Some of our ways of thinking are deeply ingrained and they will not disappear overnight.
一些我们思想思维是那么的根深蒂固，而不是说一夜之间就能够改变过来。
So the key question is, what are we feeding into our minds?
主要问题是说我们怎么样来让我们思想能够说改变。
Most Christians have no choice but to work in this world for 40 or 50 hours a week.
我们都知道，我们基督徒在这世界工作。在世界上，我们一个礼拜要做40到5个小时的工作，来过活。
And we as Christians must also spend time with our unbelieving friends for ministry and evangelism.
我们基督徒同样也还需要花时间跟我们那些不信的朋友来向他传福音，来服侍他们。
But if we spend our discretionary time watching television, reading secular books and listening to secular music, it's no wonder that our minds are fundamentally secular.
如果我们把我们自己能够所控制的时间来用来看电视，来看这俗世的书籍，来听这些世俗的音乐，试想一下，我们的思想怎么能够有一个基本的，不会跟着基本跟着世界的潮流能够不一样呢？
Our job is to cooperate with the Spirit by seeking to feed our minds with information that will reprogram our thinking and allow us to have values of God and His Word.
因为我们的重要的我们要做事情就是让这个圣灵在我们心里面改变我们的心智，来让我们能够重新有一个合乎神跟他话语的价值的观。
Christ saved us to allow Him to transform our lives and empower us to live in the world and share the good news of the gospel.
基督救了我们，也让我们能改变我们的生命。这样的话，给我们也给我们能力，让我们能够去到我们世界当中，把这好的消息那个传出去，福音传出去。
So to have a healthy church, God wants all of us to be changing to become more like Him.
所以在一个健康教会里面，神要我们每一位都能够尽量能够像他。
Secondly, we look at the corporate life of a healthy church.
第二个，我们来看一个教会团体生活的健康教会团体生活的样子是怎么样。
Please read verses 3-8.
记录在罗马书12章3-8节为中文来读。我凭着所赐我的恩对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所单看的，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小看得合乎中道。正如我们一个人身子上有好些肢体，肢体也都不是一样的用处，我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体也是如此。按我们所得的恩赐各有不同，或说预言就当照着信心的程度说预言，或做执事就当专一执事，或做教导的就当专一教导，或做劝化的就当专一劝化，施舍的就当诚实，治理的就当殷勤，怜悯人的就当甘心。
He begins in chapter 12 verses 3-8 by reminding us to live out our transformed existence in the church.
所以在这边12章3-8节里面在提醒我们，我们要有一个在教会里面我们要有一个新的生命。
And central to church life is a fair and sober estimate of ourselves in line with the Christian faith and the gifts that God has given us.
所以在敬拜生活的一个中心主题是我们要很小心也很公平的衡量出自己如何在基督信仰及神所赐恩赐当中的有一个恰当的地位。
And what should not be missed here is the way that Paul moves immediately from the general commands in verses 1 and 2 into a passage dealing with the corporate life of the church.
所以我们在这边不要小心保罗在所以保罗这时候马上就提到从他的总论这是一节到二节里面马上转到在讲到提到教会团体生活应该是怎么样。
We look at verses 1 and 2, we look at offering ourselves as a living sacrifice, and this is singular in the Greek, transforming our lives and developing the mind of Christ. All of these take place in the church.
在这边我们第一节第二讲到一个活祭，这是一个单数的字眼，在希腊文里面是要就要我们更新我们自己，要有基督的心意，这些都是应该在教会里面所发生的。
As it says in verse 5, each member belongs to the others.
在第五节里面讲到教会的每一个成员都彼此互相的隶属。
And notice, not just any kind of community. To be in Christ is to be a Christian, and it is to be part of Christ's body, and that is the church.
请注意这里所提到是不是任何一种社团，而是指的在基督里，意思指基督在教会里应该有的态度。
We can begin the Christian life officially in the church membership as a step one takes in identifying with a particular church.
在一开始，我们可以在一个当地的教会成为一个会员，开始基督徒团契的生活。
However, from the point of belief on, all the Christians, everyone here, when you first believe, you become a member of the universal church.
但最终的每一个基督徒应该是属于这个普世教会的一个成员。
What I'm doing here is encourage you to be part of our church.
在这边，我在鼓励大家都能够成为教会一个会员。
While the distinction between the local church and the universal church is helpful in many ways, Paul's letters forbid us from separating them.
虽然在我们提到所谓之地方教会，提到的普世教会是有点不一样，但是保罗在这件事禁止我们有做这样的一个严格区分。
And every individual church is simply an expression of the universal church, a local expression of the universal church.
每个地方教会是这个普世教会在那个地方的一个代表。
We must seriously question then whether Paul would even entertain the idea that a person could be a member of the universal church without being a member of the local church.
我们要很严重的思考一个问题，就是说保罗，提出这种想法，说你如果你不成为一个当地的一个地方教会的一个成员，你怎么样能够会变成一个普世教会的一个成员？
And Paul would never imagine any believer seeking to grow in his or her faith apart from the community of the local church.
保罗从来不认为一个信徒可以不参加教会而信仰可以得到成长。
Many Christians, however, would like to be like the lone wolf.
许多的基督徒选择变成一个独行侠。
They can't be bothered with all the trouble and difficulty in a local church.
所以他不会被教会所面临那些困难、一些问题所受到影响。
I will say this: when I was a teenager, I wanted to leave the church.
我要告诉你，当我在十几岁的时候，我很想离开我那个教会。
I wanted to go off and start a coffee house.
我要去建立一个喝咖啡的。
Back in the 60s, you know, a coffee house.
在60年代很流行有这个喝咖啡的房子，喝咖啡店。
That way we could sit around and rap, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, 这样的话呢，那年轻孩子可以在一起，然后唱他们要唱的rap 的歌。
But I realized that after studying the scriptures,that the church is God's plan for this world.
但我知道教会是神在这个世界中上的一个计划。
And here Paul suggests two reasons why we should be part of the local church.
保罗在这边提出两个原因，我们为什么要变成一个地方教会的一部分。
We see here from these verses that we cannot fully renew our mind without active help from other church members.
在这刚读经文里面，我们看到，如果我们没有经过我们其他信徒的帮忙，我们很难心意更新。
We cannot live a life of a disciple of Christ apart from the nurturing context of believers to encourage us, to pray for us, and also to be an example to each and every one of us.
如果我们没有跟我们教会里的弟兄姊妹一起的生活，一起的彼此的帮助，我们很难有一个合乎合乎基督信徒的一个生活。
We can't discern the blind spots of our in our own obedience to Christ without other believers to help us and to point those blind spots out.
如果我的信徒们不指出来，我们也无法知道我们在顺服基督中的那个盲点。
Here's where the attitude of arrogance that Paul rebukes in verse 3 can get in the way.
在这里，保罗指出一个骄傲 是阻碍教会成长的一个重要的一个因素。
See, we think more highly of ourselves than we ought to, and we conclude that we don't need others to help us.
我相信我很行啊，所以不需要其他人来帮忙我。
And more directly taught in this passage is that we are to participate in the local church to help others grow.
第二点就是我们直接参与一个教会，这样的话我们可以也帮助其他的弟兄姊妹成长。
Whatever gift we are given, we're under obligation to use it to serve other people in our congregation.
不管神给你什么恩赐，你就有责任在教会里面来服侍。
Other Christians need what each and every one of us has to offer.
基督徒们彼此都需要帮助。
As a human body is at a disadvantage without a foot or an eye or a kidney, the local church is harmed when all the spiritual gifts are not being exercised in the body of Christ.
就像一个人的身体，如果没有脚，没有肾脏，没有眼睛的话，这个身体是残缺的。一个地方教会也同样如此。
And the third point, the characteristics of a healthy church.
第三点，我们要讲讲一个健康教会的特点是什么。
We read this, but I want to look specifically at verse 9.
我希望大家能够注意看看经文的第九节。
Verse 9 says, Love must be sincere, hate what is evil, and cling to what is good.
第九节特别讲到，爱人不可虚假，恶要厌恶，善要亲近。
Here Paul suggests that sincerity of love is the heading for the passage as a whole.
在这边讲到，保罗讲到这个爱是他整个经文的一个主题。
The Greek word here for sincere literally means not hypocritical.
在这边希腊文讲的一个真诚的爱是指一个不是一个假装做出来的爱。
This word has often been applied to an actor who plays a part on the stage.
这个常常这个做出来的事情常指的是一个演员在舞台上在表演。
Christians can avoid mere play acting if they put into practice the commands that are in these verses.
如果基督徒能够真正的活出这些经文里面要我们做的事情，我们就不会再假做出来的样子。
Here Paul challenges transformed believers to put their newfound faith into practice by living in loving harmony with other believers as well as those who are outside the church.
那在这边也保罗也特别挑战每一个生命有改变的信徒，怎么样在这个基础上能够活出一个 有爱的一个和谐的一个生命，跟其他的教会里面弟兄姊妹一起。
And sometimes it's difficult, isn't it, to have humility and respect for fellow Christians as well as non-Christians.
有时很困难的是怎么样来对主类基督徒或甚至非基督徒 的能够有一个谦卑也是尊重的一个合适的一个态度。
But this reflects a proper application of Paul's teaching in these final chapters.
但这正是保罗要我们学习的功课。
Now we can't examine all of Romans chapter 12 this morning, but Paul's point here is to have sincere love. This is a theme for the final section of Romans chapter 12.
今天早我们有时间整个来读整个罗马书十二章。不过这刚讲到这个重点就是保罗要我们有一个真诚的爱。
Paul wants to show what biblical love looks like in practice.
保罗要我们在我们日常生活里面怎么样活出一个合乎圣经的爱。
And a Christian who harbors this attitude of love will act in ways that Paul describes here.
一个基督徒应该有这种的态度，要把在生命里面把这种爱活出来。
And by way of application, I want to address a few items in another article by Joel McKeever.
另外我要跟各位再分享一个同样的作者 Joel McKeever 写的另外一本书。
McKeever gives reasons why small churches tend to stay small.
这位作者 McKeever 在这书里面指出一个不会成长，一个教会不会成长的原因，它永远是那么小。
Now these are his comments.
这是他的一个 comments 意见。
Reason small churches tend to stay small, first of all, because they want to stay small.
一个教会永远不会成长，而且永远是那么小，因为他们不想成长。
We like our church just the way it is.
那些教会的成员说：“哎，我对我们教会的现况已经很够了，很好了，我满足了。”
And while this attitude usually goes unspoken, it might not even be recognized by its characters, but it's widespread in many churches.
在许多这样教会里面，并没有被 指出来，而且是一个很存在、很普遍存在的一个事实。
The proof is seen in how leaders of congregations reject new ideas, and they freeze out new people who want to be part of their fellowship groups.
在这边这样的一个证明，就是可以在下面几点看到，就是说这个教会的领导团队或教会的会众拒绝一些新的一些想法，而且一些团契小组他们不愿意让别的人来加入他们的团契小组。
Secondly, domination by a few strong members.
第二，这个教会不会成长，而且那么永远那么小，是因为这教会受一些少数的人在那边控制。
Such self-appointed church leaders tend to frustrate the pastor's initiatives.
一些自认为是教会领袖的人，常会作为一个谎，找出一个原因来，找出信仰的一个原因来说，要破坏牧师的提案或阻拦一些行动，教会行动。
They block his bold ventures.
阻拦教会的一些行动。
And control his tendencies to want the church to act on something he calls faith.
他以信心、信仰的为幌子来控制这个教会要怎么走。
The result is the church stays small.
这结果就是教会不会成长，永远是那么小。
No family wants to come to a church. Wants to be part of a church like this.
因为没有一个家庭愿意参加这样的一个教会。
And number three, not trusting the leaders.
第三，一个教会不会成长，因为那么小，所以呢，不相信教会的领导团队。
The determined to stay small church is far more concerned about dollars and cents in the offering plate than about lost souls in the community.
一个这样的教会，他们所关心的只是奉献到里面收多少钱，而没有，而忘记了要去拯救在社区里面失丧的灵魂。
This church would never step out in faith and do something bold to reach a lost, to those who are lost and unchurched.
这样的教会从来不会信心跨出一步来大胆的来向这个社区里面失丧灵魂来伸出手。
Joe says instead, small churches should elect good leaders within reason, trust them.Trust these leaders to do their work.
那这个作者其实说，这些小教会，他们就说相信他们的教会的领导团队，认为他们做的工作还不错。
Number four is no plan.
第四，这个教会保持小不会成长，是因为这个教会没有计划。
The typical stagnant small church and small in ways other than numbers.
那最典型的这样一个很静止的教会，他们的人数。
They tend to be small in vision, small in programs, and small in outreach.
不止人数很小，很少，他们的意向也很小，他们的活动也很少，他们外展的能力也很差。
And worst of all, they have very small plans or no plans at all.
或许更糟糕的是，他们不是说计划小，而是可能根本就没有计划。
And number five is bad health.
第五点是一个不好的健康情况。
An unhealthy church is known more by what it does than by list of characteristics and attributes.
一个不健康的教会，它所注重的是现在基本做的事情、事工，而忽略这个教会应有的特质跟风格。
It's a church that runs its preachers off every year or two. That's unhealthy.
一个不健康的教会，每隔一年两年。他们请他的牧师走路。
A church that's constantly bickering is unhealthy.
一个一直在争吵、吵闹教会不是一个健康的教会。
A church that cannot make a simple decision like choosing the color of the carpet or adopting next year's budget or accepting changes in the order of worship is unhealthy.
一个教会如果他一些简单决定都没有办法做，像个地毯的颜色，像这个每一年的年度的财政预算。等等都不能够决定教会，这是一个不健康的教会。
Show me a congregation where members are wholeheartedly committed to Jesus Christ, each using or learning to use their God-given spiritual gifts in the Lord's service, and their fellowship is sweet and active, and I'll show you a healthy congregation.
如果你能够显示出来你是一个全心爱这个教会的，而且对这个教会是委身的，对基督有委身的，而且 能够用自己神所给你的恩赐，在不同的这样服侍的，或你的团契是很甜美的，很有活力的。如果这样的话，我可以显示出一个健康的教会。
And lastly, number six, lousy fellowship.
最后的一个是很差劲的一个团契。
This overlaps the last point, but it deserves a spot by itself.
这个是需要在这边提醒大家的。
For my money, he says, the best thing a church has to offer individuals and families in the community, other than the saving gospel itself, is a place where they can be loved and welcomed and made part of an active, healthy church.
这个教会的重点就是说，那个家庭来到教会里面，可以融入一个团契的小组，受到关怀，受到爱心，不只是向他们传福音而已。
When Deb and I joined this church, we committed ourselves to God, to our church leadership, and to this church family.
当 Debbie 跟我加入教会的时候，我们向神委身。
We decided to grasp your hands in responsibility and accountability and in love.
也向教会的领导团队跟教会的所有家庭委身，我们愿意跟你一起手握着手来肩负所有的责任，还有。爱心来服侍个教会。
The question has been asked, who are the leaders in this church?
有人在问，这个教会领导团队是谁？
I believe with all my heart that God has directed me to this church to be one of the pastors.
我相信神引导我，带领我来教会，让我成为这个教会一个牧师之一。
I have a full-time job, and I wouldn't be here today if I didn't believe that this was God's calling in my life.
我有我服侍的工作，如果我不相信神的。我的护照，我也不会来这个教会来做一个牧师。
I believe God places men in His church as leaders, some as pastors and some as deacons.
我相信神在我们教会里面放了很多的领导团队里面成员，包括了牧师，也包括了执事。
While our church has God called co-workers and they function well within the church ministry.
同样，在我们教会的事工里面也有同工，他们都很。
Pastors and elders are the spiritual leaders in our church, and deacons function as elders in the decision-making process and serve alongside the pastors.
在教会里面，在一个教会里面，牧师跟长老是属灵的领袖，而执事是用来帮助牧师来服侍这个教会的。
And this is God's plan for the church, not mine.
这不是我的计划，这是神在这个教会里面的计划。
In order to follow God's word at our church, pastors and deacons should be the leaders in this church.
为了我们要跟随神的话语，教会的牧师跟 deacon 就是这个教会的领导团队。
Another concern that some have had that we have in our church is why has there been so much division in our church?
有人在问，既然这样子，我们教会里面为什么有那么多的纷争分裂？
The simple answer is there's a few strong members who really don't trust the leadership of our church.
因为一个在我们教一个现象就是说，在教会里面一些领导团队的成员不信任教会的leader 这个领导。
And as we saw in verse 8, one of the gifts to the church is church leaders.
在第八节里面有讲到一个神的恩赐在教会里面是就让教会里面有一个领导团队。
So if you're not a leader in this church, just let the leaders lead.
如果你不是在领导团队里面当中，你就让这个领导团队来领导这个教会。
And certainly our membership here has the final say so on everything that we do.
当然，我们教会的会员最后可以决定我们教会要做什么事情。
We don't want to obstruct the Lord's work through His chosen leaders in our church.
Say it again.
We don't want to obstruct the Lord's work through His chosen leaders in our church.
我们不要让神的话语有，我们不要让这个因为这个领导团队的事情让神的话语在教会受到亏损。
And please don't be a Diotrephes who in 3 John 9 who was the one who loved to be first.
请不要作为一个迪奥特非在约翰福音约翰三十九章里面他来阻拦教会的事工。
I believe Pastor Steve, Brother Bill Cole, and Dushin's son are three of the finest Christian leaders I've ever worked with in the ministry.
我认为在我的服事的生命当中，Calmis 牧师、寇怀成弟兄、孙笃丁弟兄是一些很好的教会的领导团队。
And we pray that Brother Dushin will be voted in as a deacon.
我的祷告，希望笃兴弟兄能够被委任成为执事。
And at this point in our history, you can trust the four of us as your leaders.
在你必须你要相信的教会，要相信的教会领导团队。
Each one of us love the Lord.
我们每一位都很爱我们的神。
Each one of us love this church.
也爱这个教会。
And each one of us love you.
每一位也都很爱你。
I hope and pray that several more of our fine men in this congregation will become deacons and serve with us in this church.
我更希望我们有更多的教会弟兄姊妹能够在执事的岗位上来服侍。
And please fulfill your responsibility as members of this church and vote in our deacons election.
所以作为一个教会会员，您的责任就是来选举你的领导团队。
And hopefully after that, others will serve as deacons.
这样子的话也鼓励其他的弟兄姊妹能够在领导团队里面参加侍奉。
And as members of this church, you have a responsibility to follow the God-ordained leadership in this church.
在这教会里面你有责任来跟随神所按立的仆人。
As long as we follow God's word and we are godly examples and we work within our God-given responsibilities.
只要是我们所做一切合乎圣经的教导，能合乎神的旨意。
I've never been one to follow someone blindly.
我不愿意很盲目的跟从任何一个人。
But I've always been willing to follow someone who loves the Lord.
我们要爱我们的神来 follow.
Follow the Lord.
跟随神。
And please pray and ask the Holy Spirit to give our leadership further guidance and discretion about God's will for our church.
我们去祷告，愿神给我们教会领导团队有着意向来怎么样来继续领导这个教会。
So what are some of the strategic plans and goals for our church?
到底我们教会有什么目标，有什么策略的方法？
As leaders, we believe we need two vans for the various ministries of the church.
也是教会领导团队，我们知道教会需要两辆小巴士。
However, there was concern, so we're going to give our membership three different choices regarding this decision.
我们知道教会弟兄姊妹对这个提案有一些顾虑，所以我们会继续讨论。来修改，可能会跟各位提出三个不同的提案。
Immediately, we need parking. We have engineers looking at how we can expand our parking lot this summer.
大家都知道，我们教会需要更多的停车位置。我们也有请一些 engineer 来帮我们来算一算这个 parking 的东expand 扩大停车位置的一些工程的细节。
Immediately, we need more space for a cafeteria, gymnasium for fellowship, Sunday school rooms and worship and youth areas and office space.
我这边要提出来，我们这个教会就马上需要有更多的空间房间来做一些团契或者教育的施工。
We need a new education and fellowship building right now.
今天这个此时此刻，我们就需要一个更多教室，有更多团契的空间。
Is that true? Amen.
对不对
？Yes, we do.
是不是？很多人点头。
I want a place where I can sit down and eat.
我希望我能够，大家能够有找在吃午饭时间能够找一个位置坐下来，安心的吃，大家一起用餐在教会里面。
I want a wonderful place where we can have two services going on at the same time.
我也希望在我们教会里面有那个能力，在同时间里面有两堂的崇拜。并行，同时进行。
I want a place where we bring our people and we've got lots of space for them to minister in.
当我们带我们的新的朋友来我们教会之后，我们愿意我们停车场能够够他们停车用。
Right now this church is completely full.
在现在我们教会的这个已经完全满了。
I want us to have two Chinese services here on Sunday.
我希望有两堂的中文的崇拜。
And if you want our church to grow,A parking expansion and a new building, an educational building, is important regarding the planning of our ministry in 2012.
为2012年，如果我们教会有计划有成长的话，这个停车的地方还有我们需要更多的空间是非常非常紧迫的。
And I want us all working together as one body in Christ.
我希望大家能够在基督里面，大家一个身体来做这样的事工。
And I want to build a lasting legacy.In Ann Arbor Chinese Church to reach this community and the Chinese people in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
我愿意安城华人基督教会永远能够存在这边，向着安城的华人做传福音的工作。
This morning we sit or we stand in a place that was built for us by our faithful members, past and present.
今天我们坐在这边崇拜，我们是坐在一个过去或现在教会的会员所建立的这个基础上面。
And I want for those of us who are here to build a bridge for future generations in Ann Arbor to spread the gospel through a healthy and a vibrant church.
让我们有一个有活力、有健康的教会，建立一座桥，来达到我们下一代把福音继续的传给他们。
And may 2012 be the year that God brings us a new Chinese pastor.
我深切的盼望，在2012年里面，我们有一位华语中文牧师来到我们当中。我只会中文八个字，就是这是我所有我所懂的中文。
When this Chinese pastor comes, I want him to come to see a group of committed and loving Christians who are on fire for God.
我当希望这新的中文华语牧师来的时候，他所看到的是一群有委身、有爱心的基督徒为神在发火热。
I have all the confidence in the world in you, and I want to see God bless your lives in 2012.
我对你们有无比的信心，愿神祝福你们。
And I want him to bless our church, and I want us to use us to reach many souls for Christ this year.
我愿神能够大大的使用安城华人基督教会，让把福音能够传出去。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
God, we consecrate ourselves to you this morning.
主啊，我们把我们自己献给你。
Lord, I pray, God, that we will be the kind of transformed believer that becomes part of this corporate body in Christ.
愿意我们这种生命得到改变的基督徒能够成为这个群体教会生活的一份子。
And our lives will exhibit the characteristics that we see in chapter 12.
主啊，让我们的生命里面能够显示出来在十二节经文里讲的一些基督徒的特质。
Help us to love our fellow members.
主啊，求你帮助我们去爱我们的成员。
And help Lord those who come into our church see the kind of love that they want to be part of this church.
愿那些来到我们教会里面人看到这样的爱，而他们愿意变成这个教会的一部分。
I pray Lord this Chinese community will realize Lord that we are on fire for God.
让我们愿意让我们周遭的华人社团里面知道这个教会是在为神发火热。
God, may your hand of blessing be upon us.
主啊，求你赐福的手仍然在我们教会身上。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
Welcome.
And 接下来是我们欢迎报告的时间。首先用这机会来欢迎第一次来到我们当中的弟兄姊妹或者朋友，有没有？请你站起来。First time you are here for the first time, would you please stand up so that we can recognize you and welcome you.、Yeah. 欢迎请坐。我们的师事会把这一些教会的 information 表格拿给请你填的教会来。有关教会 announcement 上第一项，我想请那个执事提名委员会的弟兄来跟刘飞弟兄来做个报告。
我代表我们执事提名委员会四位弟兄做一个简短报告。因为我们原定的投票是上个礼拜结束，但是由于这两个礼拜有很多弟兄姐妹在外面去旅游啊。到外面就不在教会里面就没有机会投票，所以。